corporate queering, Target children's apparel advertised as thoughtfully fit for multiple gender expressions. By Hannah Blow on May 24, 2023. Some of the apparel geared toward children in Target's Pride section is openly pushing the radical transgender agenda, as various items are advertised as being thoughtfully fit for what is described as multiple gender expressions. Target has come under fire following the rollout of this year's Pride collection, as it not only features the annual run-of-the-mill rainbow-clad items but offers adult swimwear advertised as tuck-friendly and chest-binding as the radical left seemingly aims to normalize gender dysphoria. Several videos have gone viral across social media as shoppers showcase some of the most egregious findings in this year's Pride section at the popular retailer. However, the Associated Press attempted to fact-check the claim of Target offering transgender clothing to children, namely, a swimsuit advertised as having tuck-friendly construction to encourage confused males to tuck away their genitals to appear more feminine. Related, OK, Groomer. Compilation of videos unearthed of very stable LGBTQIA+2 and XYZ hash. Target spokesperson Kayla Castaneda told the Associated Press that the tuck-friendly swimwear is only available in adult sizes, although she did not address the bathing suit advertised as having a light binding effect. Nonetheless, that hardly debunks the assertions that Target is pushing the transgender agenda on children through their apparel. Many of Target's Pride sections, some of which have been removed to the back of their stores due to backlash, combine both adult and children's apparel. Further, some children's items feature a label overtly pushing the transgender agenda, reading, thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions. Even the Associated Press has admitted this fact, noting that a Target store in New York City featured kids' black swim skirts for sale with a tag that states, thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions. This description can be seen directly on the Target website as well with a little girl modeling that particular piece of clothing. Further, the Pride section still offers an array of Pride-themed swimwear for children as well, which is confirmed on Target's online store as well. A teal and lime green Pride-themed children's swimsuit, for example, is adorned with Pride tags, one of which states that it is designed for comfort and confidence. It also contains a tag reading thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions. A similar black children's swimsuit also features these tags. All of that comes in addition to the vast array of Pride-themed leggings, shirts, onesies, and accessories geared toward children and babies. Target describes a pair of rainbow-checked toddler leggings as a perfect style grade for celebrations, parades and other events, for example. Related, doctors trained to affirm children's transgender identification. Meanwhile, it remains true that Target is more openly pushing the transgender agenda on adults, offering tuck-friendly swimsuits as well as a matching top for one tuck-friendly bottom that, bizarrely, is advertised as having a light binding effect. However, according to Reuters, certain items, including some transgender swimsuits and other children's items, are reportedly under review and could be pulled from the stores. Target is also reviewing certain transgender swimsuits and children's merchandise, Castaneda said, but no decision on those products has yet been made, Reuters reported. That comes as Target removes items associated with a Satanist designer, a gay transgender man, who claims that Satan loves you and respects who you are following continued controversy. Even Senator Tom Cotton, RR, weighed in on the matter. Items by that designer are now unavailable on the online store. As a result of the backlash, some Target stores have moved their predominantly displayed Pride sections to the back of the store in smaller sections. That move was reportedly made after what has been described as an emergency call, as various locations attempt to save face, facing fears of a Bud Light-esque boycott. Target did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment.